go across the pond, Dan. Let's take a quick look in London with our man on the scene. Tim McManus joins us right now from ESPN.com on the Comcast Business Hotline. T-Mac, what's going on in London, man? You have some tea? A spot of tea?
No tea. I don't know where I am, to be honest with you. I just had to get off the bus that was bringing us back from where the Eagles were practicing to the team hotel. I don't think the bus driver really knew where he was going. It took like an hour and a half for us to get back. So I said, I got to call my boys. So can you let me jump off here? So I'm somewhere near Abbey Road in London talking to you guys to get ready for Birch.
How cool. First of all, just give me. Had you been to London before?
No, this is my first time actually over this way. So it's been really a whirlwind, just like the team. I'm actually on a very similar schedule. So I left at 6 o'clock on Thursday, just like the team did. Got here London time around 7 a.m. and have been up and taking it all in and that whole deal. But now it's cool. First time ever here,
That's
so getting
awesome.
A little taste of it.
Yeah, real cool. Hopefully you get to. You get to at least go and hit a pub tonight when you've done all the work. How much do you think it matters, just the acclimation for this game? Because you talk to a lot of coaches, a lot of teams, and that thing they'll tell you is real when it comes to acclimating your body clock, basically shutting out all the noise for this kind of game.
No, I think it is key. I mean, this isn't easy. And certainly for players that have never done it before, it's definitely a new experience for an NFL player because you're leaving at nighttime on a Thursday night, East Coast time. You're waking up in the morning, and then these players went right from the airport to the hotel for a meeting and then went right from there to the practice field. So they're basically working on no sleep over a long extended period of time and have to get ready for what is obviously a very critical game against the Jaguars. So, the way that some of the players were put it, they were kind of sleepwalking through portions of practice. Jordan Mailata called the flight over disastrous, with like 350 pound men trying to sleep in these tiny seats. So there's certainly like there's a level of, I would say, grumpiness, acclimation, absolutely, as they're trying to power through this day. But this is really the tough day, everybody says. They'll get some rest starting in an hour or two here. And the hope is that they're kind of acclimated by the time game day rolls around.
Hey, Tim, this team has been through it a little bit this year. And we've seen the coach get frustrated. And you were part of that with that Monday availability. But right now, is this a team, are they retaining their confidence as a high-level football team that won a Super Bowl last year, or are they shaking a little bit here at 3-4 right now?
I definitely don't get a sense that they're shaken, but certainly they don't have the same Super Bowl swag that they did, although it did kind of show up in that Giants game and carried over for yeah. three quarters against the Panthers until the bottom just dropped out on them. That was enough to maybe rattle them for a 24-hour period. Certainly, you saw Carson Wentz at the podium after that. He was not happy about it. Those guys really felt like they let one slip and were dejected. But I did sense as the week went on that there was a different air around this team relative to the kind of gloomy one that was over them on, say, Monday, where they had turned the page and they were trying to ratchet up the energy to get ready for this one. I don't think that they're sensing doom. I don't think that their confidence is shaken, but they recognize that they're not impenetrable. I mean, if the first half of the season has taught them anything, it's that. And the message for Peterson this week, play for four quarters. That's something that has really bit them in a couple key spots. And they have to make sure that they get it done, or else going into the bye, man, it's going to be a long one for this team.
T-Mac with us on the Comcast Business Hotline. So let's look at the offensive side of the ball. You're going up against a team, no A.J. Boye, no Patton. They're down two corners. You're thin at running back. So with Smallwood status, and what does Doug do? Because you got to figure that Ramsey's going to spend a lot of time on Jeffrey. What does Doug do to free up Carson down the field, particularly them down two corners?
I think that, Smallwood, first of all, he made the trip. It was a personal reason that he missed practice on Wednesday. He's expected to play in this one. And I thought that Carson Wentz's comments today were pretty interesting in respect to Alshon Jeffrey, because he was asked about Ramsey. And while Wentz gave Ramsey credit as a corner, he also expressed a whole lot of faith in Alshon Jeffery and what they have going on right now. The anticipation from the Eagles is that Ramsey is going to be covering Jeffery and shadowing him across the field. But Wentz said that he's not going to back down and that he's going to give Jeffery some chances, even though he does respect what Ramsey brings to the table. So look for him to continue to target Jeffery, even with that tough matchup. And I think the other thing, Anthony, is that, you know, they really got to get Aguilar going a little bit here. And if you look at the, you know, if you look at the targets, a lot of them are right along the line of scrimmage, behind the line of scrimmage, and I understand try to get it in his hands and have him create, but this is also a team that has really been lacking when it comes to the deep ball and getting somebody who can blow the top off of a defense, and Aguilar is really your best hope there. So I think that's the other case.
Is that he's so better suited for the slot because he can get free. Like, you got to find the right matchup for him, you know, because if you can find the right matchup out of the slot for him where he can run by if they're in man and you can get a big play, they have had that big play to Aguilar. I think you're dead right.
Yeah, no doubt. No, I mean, yeah, I mean, he is a slot receiver when he's at his best, no question, but I think there's, you can still find ways to have him with those intermediate to longer runouts as opposed to keeping him so tight to the line.
We're talking with Tim McManus coming to us live from London. London calling. Tim, one of the guys that came under a lot of fire this week was Jim Schwartz. You know, when your team blows a 17-0 fourth quarter lead, that's going to bring that. And he's a guy that's not that flexible in how he likes to do things from a defensive standpoint. I believe Doug mentioned the other day that they were going to have a talk. I don't know if he was alluding that he was going to ask him to blitz more or bring more pressure, but do you see Schwartz bringing more pressure on Bortles to maybe force some turnovers and be a little bit more aggressive?
Yeah, he might. I could see him throwing a little bit more at him. I would say that Peterson typically absolutely stays in his lane. I don't think that he would go to Schwartz and say blitz more. I don't think it would sit well. I don't think that Peterson is educated enough relative to Schwartz to be dictating those kind of things. He really lets it. He lets Schwartz do his thing, and not to say that he doesn't check in and say, "All right, what are we going to do to fix this?" But Schwartz, you know, is in a sort of tough position when it comes to the play of his corners. And if I blitz and I leave him on an island, then what's the end result going to be? But one thing that Schwartz brought up that, you know, that was, I thought, interesting was that in times past, you know, maybe the offense would pick him up. And if you look at the points per game that they're allowing, it's actually pretty similar to last year. And so while the meltdown last week and the loss to Nashville a couple of weeks prior to that, you don't make excuses for it. It is kind of a more of a razor's edge this year for the defense. And so, you know, as many maybe tweaks that they need to make sure that they're at their best, especially in the fourth quarter this week, I think the offense needs to make sure there's a little bit more slack for them to work with as well.
No doubt. But I got to tell you, I was bothered by Schwartz's statements like that, because I thought, listen, the offense has bailed you out. First of all, the offense bailed you out in the Super Bowl, all right? You had a horrible game in the Super Bowl. Against Brady or whatever. There was no Cooks early. Cooks was out of the game early, and your offense bailed you out. You got a quarterback coming off of an ACL. You got a lead. How about your boys protect the lead? How about you bring up your corners and not allow Cam Newton to get into a rhythm? I thought your questioning to Doug on Monday was superb. I thought it was point. And the thing that bothers me about Schwartz is he never takes a lick of responsibility.
Nope.
Yeah, I mean, it's hard to, and I think this applies to Peterson and to Schwartz and Peterson's kind of level of defensiveness this week. You know, I feel like, you know, everybody's got to own it there. I mean, to be surprised that questions would be coming in a potentially critical manner about, you know, what was an epic meltdown from this team. I mean, historically, they had that level of a lead entering the fourth quarter 155 times entering that game, and 152 of them ended up in a win. Okay, so you know, this is obviously, it was an historic collapse that they all have to look at themselves in the mirror, and that includes Schwartz, it includes Peterson, and includes the players. I mean, this is, you know, they're at this point in the season where it's make or break. I mean, this is a game that they absolutely have to make sure they're buttoned up and take care of business, whether they have jet lag, whether they think the offense isn't built, whatever the question is, you know, they have to make sure that they're taking care of it, or else the season could slip away from them.
All right. Hey, what are you doing tonight? You got any plans, or like, what's the? What, yeah, actually, hit the town.
Yeah, funny enough, I'm going to watch a Philly band in London. So one of my colleagues got a couple tickets. I don't even know who the band is, but I'm seeing a Philly band in London in a couple hours, and then going to do a little pub crawl. I think
love
after
it.
That.
Yeah. For me, my brother.
Enjoy.
I will.
All right, Timmy, we'll talk to you next week. Safe travels. Tim McManus live from London here on the Midday Show.